USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the White House continues to try to come up with ways to encourage folks to get vaccinated, at this point, over 58% of eligible Americans have gotten their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and just under 50% have gotten both shots. Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy explains on Fox Business why his state won't issue a vaccine mandate.
The moment a government has to impose upon its people something so invasive, something so intrusive that we're going to force individuals to put something into their bodies that they may not otherwise want, I think it's a line that we don't want to cross.
Once the Senate's $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal is passed, Democrats hope to begin work on what they call a human infrastructure bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying today during her weekly press conference that we need to build back better. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A Missouri representative is defending her private security guards as she calls for defunding the police.
As violent crime escalates in big cities throughout America, many are pointing to the defund the police movement, enabling the criminal element in America to do what they do best. With roughly 100 of her constituents murdered in her district this year, Missouri Congressperson Democrat Cori Bush says her life is more important than those of us that can't afford private security.
I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now. I have private security because they, the white supremacist, racist narrative that they drive into this country. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau announcing that the data from the 2020 census used for drawing congressional and legislative districts will be released next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the Senate could be voting on a sweeping $1.2 trillion infrastructure agreement over the weekend, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri tells Fox News why he's voting no for the plan, and he hopes many Republicans will join him.
Joe Biden wants his radical social agenda to permeate every part of his legislative agenda, and it is. And that's why this bill is chock full of all of the stuff you mentioned, plus gender identity, plus the Green New Deal, plus climate change. It's all in there because woke politics is what drives the Democrat Party, and woke politics is what this bill is about. I certainly can't support this. I think this is the kind of thing that our voters send us to Washington to say no to. I mean, voters don't support the radical far-left agenda. They don't support this woke agenda. And I think Republicans need to stand strong and say, no, this is crazy. This is insane.
Former President Trump is throwing some shade at some Olympians.
Former President Donald Trump on Thursday hit out at the U.S. women's national soccer team after they won the bronze medal, saying they could have won gold if the team wasn't woke.
Wokeism makes you lose, ruins your mind, and ruins you as a person. You become warped. The U.S. women's soccer team is a very good example of what's going on.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.